T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joel E., is this your song? Who's singing here? Or not singing? Jolie?
I've got no clue.
He has no clue. Where did you get the song?
It's part of the rotation that's already in here.
Ron, our rotation is worse than the Pirates right now. Rotation. Although the Pirates is actually pretty good, so that joke doesn't work.
Our rotation sucks.
Well, can't we get different music?
You think we should.
Can we give Jolie license to personalize the music?
We sure can. Jolie, go with some of your own preferences.
Yes. And we're giving you that freedom, Jolie. And it's wonderful to have you. I don't even remember who was in here yesterday, Ron. Who was over there? Oh, Horse was in here
Horse
yesterday.
Horse was in here. How can you forget that?
Pretty easily when he's only been here once in a year and a half.
But he's going to be back next Wednesday.
Yes, he will. Who's here tomorrow? Any idea?
I have no idea.
Well, let's enjoy our time with Jolie, shall we? How are you?
Jolie's one of the best.
Can you believe this weather?
I know.
It's supposed to be 90. Every single day.
91 tomorrow, they're saying. You need to be out on the course today.
It's absolutely incredulent. I was out on the course yesterday.
You're a country club guy. I never thought I would. You became.
Me neither.
You went from hating golf to starting up golf.
Yeah.
To becoming a golf guy.
Yes.
And now you're a country club guy.
To breaking 100 I thought it was a PGA level course. I don't know, Westmoreland Country Club. Haven't they had events there before?
No, the big story is you're a country club guy.
I know.
You can fit in.
Yes.
You never thought.
I don't really fit in, but I'm along for the ride.
You never felt like you could fit into the Pompeiani lifestyle.
Still
and
not
world.
There. No. Huh? There's still different levels of
okay.
that.
But
guess who I'm playing golf with next Thursday at Chartiers?
A country club guy. Jim Leland?
Maybe. He might be there. Lanny Fratteri.
He and Leland are buddies. And
I invited myself, Ron.
You've done it. I've seen you do that on multiple occasions.
Wild Things Park the other day, the Seton LaSalle baseball team was playing and winning the Whitfield Championship. So my daughter was there watching. I went to go pick her up. Who do I see outside but Lanny? Lanny, how are you? Good, Joe. How are you? Good. Let's play golf. He said, okay. And unlike a lot of people, and I understand this because I'm the same way.
You tried to force the issue.
Yeah, and you see somebody at a party or somebody
yeah,
say, call let's
me.
Call,
yeah,
call me.
Call me. They don't mean it. They're just being nice.
Lanny writes my number down, old school, on a piece of paper with an actual writing utensil. The next morning, which was yesterday morning, he's calling me, Ron, and now he's setting up a date.
That's impressive.
Is he good?
I have no idea. I'm assuming he belongs there. Leland belongs there. I know Leland is there.
Doesn't Pomp belong there?
I don't know.
I thought that was Pomp's club.
I think he's in all clubs everywhere.
I'm insulted that other people have invited me to Pomp's club before Pomp. He's promised a lot of times that he would get me there. He's the guy who says, yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah.
But I will say this, too. He also gave me my first set of clubs.
He did. He got you started down to this addiction.
Right.
This path to addiction.
And, man, this place, Ron, was really nice. You felt like you were walking on carpets the whole time.
And your first tee shot, which always petrifies you, was pretty good.
Pretty good. I was playing with Ed and Adam and Gary. And, Ed's very good. He owns Meadowink, and he lives right near Westmoreland Country Club. He's really good. The rest of us were just in it for the battle, in it for the fun.
In it for the fun.
And we wound up getting some shrimp, too, at the end of the deal.
How are you doing otherwise?
How can I not be doing good? Look at it outside. It's like we live in Florida in the middle of November or something where it's just sunny and nice every day.
Before we get started, I want to say something real quick so I don't forget. I read the Namath piece this morning.
Oh, was it great?
Really well done.
Was it great?
Really, really well done. What stood out to you?
What
a great idea
to
go down there and spend a day with him. I just love from, you know, Broadway Joe to laid back Joe, you know, I mean, Grandpa Joe, from being chauffeured to being a chauffeur for his grandkids, just, you know, his willingness to talk about his alcoholism. It just was so well done, I thought, and 80 years old, and he just doesn't want it to end. He doesn't, not that any of us want it to end, but he doesn't want it to end.
I know. And he seems to be doing pretty well.
Seems
considering
to be sharp
everything.
Sharp as a tack. I didn't realize he was involved in a couple of really bad automobile accidents and walked away unscathed.
Yeah. And then sure enough, last night on NFL Network, they have the two-part Joe Namath documentary.
For 80th birthday.
Have you seen that yet?
I don't think.
Oh, my gosh. They go back to it's all set around Beaver Falls. Of course, it starts in Beaver Falls with his early days. And then the last scene, this may have been about 5 years ago, could have been 10 years ago. He comes back to Beaver Falls for a football game where he was honored. Were you there that night?
I was not.
Do you remember that?
That was tied into, I believe, to the Larry Bruno dinner, his coach, that they have a fundraiser for.
It was unbelievable.
He comes back and waves, huh?
And everything in between, from, you know, scenes with Anne Margaret in movies, which he said Anne Margaret's husband. This was a romantic scene. Is it Anne Margaret, the famous actress? The husband was the director, and it was his wife and Joe Namath in a real live romance scene.
Oh.
That was not a light romance scene, I might add.
That was not. It couldn't have been easy for any of the parties.
No, and then just everything. Back when he could run at Alabama, back when
before his knees gave up.
He was in Beaver Falls and was an incredible two-sport, three-sport, whatever sport athlete. His early days, his family, his mom's on there, everything, Ron. It was incredible.
His best friend was quoted in this story, Linwood Alford, who's now 79.
Yeah.
He and Namath were like best friends, best buddies. He's his oldest friend.
And one of the most incredible stories was the bar he had in Manhattan where there were some unsavory characters there.
Bachelor's 3.
And they were going to shut it down. He had a news conference 4 months after he won the Super Bowl and changed the football world forever. There's a news conference where Joe Namath says, and he's crying real tears at the news.
He's going to retire, right?
He would choose to retire rather than shut down the club.
You know, the best story about that, it was in his book, The Best Story.
Yeah.
Pete Rozelle, you know, didn't want him associating with unsavory characters, right? So he calls Namath into the, you know, Park Avenue office to give him the bad news. And while Joe is there, Rozelle asked him to sign an autographed picture for his daughter. So he's going to suspend Joe and then ask him to sign a picture for his daughter.
I'll tell you what.
That's one of the great stories.
Pete Rozelle called his bluff, and Broadway Joe put up a finger and said,
"I quit.
You want a league without me?"
Right. Right.
He won that one.
But he came back, though. He didn't retire.
He did, but also that after months of negotiations where the league had to have been, what have we done? This is the biggest star in the football world, and he actually will retire. And they showed Joe, and he said, I would have. This is not right. His quote at the time was, this is not right, and I'm going to stand up for this.
A little bit like that. Remember when Goodell suspended Tom Brady for Deflategate? Who suspends Tom Brady?
Not the smartest move in the world.
Who suspends Tom Brady for a nothing incident?
Ron, I think this brings up a question that I heard with the PM guys. We'll get into Pirates. We have 4 hours here today.
Four hours to talk sports with our friend Jolie. We have 4 hours every day.
Do you like his? I know, but we have no guests today or anything. It's me and you.
Nah, we'll find. We find. No problem.
None scheduled.
No problem.
In other words, we have a lot of time to talk, to commingle.
You like to kibitz?
Commingle?
I like to kibitz.
Mingle. You like Jolie's glasses, Ron?
Yeah,
I do.
Jolie has that good summery look back there.
Jolie, do you change glasses based on mood, based on day? Do you have different? Because you have many colored sunglasses, I've noticed. Is that true?
Maybe not so much on the mood, but kind of, you know, I've worn pink for the past 2 days, so I'll wear the yellow ones, and then maybe I'll go to like a blue and then a green.
Ron, have you ever heard
whatever
of this?
It feels like.
Changing sunglasses by the color by the day. I have one pair. You?
I got a bunch of free ones, like from distributors and stuff, so I wear whatever's free. I got bright yellow ones now. I walked again this morning.
Did you?
2 days in a row at 6 in the morning.
How far?
My usual hour and 10 minutes, about 5 miles.
So that's pretty impressive.
It was good. I mean, I'm just now starting to get back into it a little bit. But I have these bright yellow glasses, and, you know, I think people can see me coming down the road.
Look at
Jolie back there. He got that handsome face. Look at him.
He does. Very stylish. The sunglasses do it, Ron. He wears them atop his head. I like that. You?
I do.
Yeah. Thank you, Jolie, for everything you've lent to the show in your short time here. It's a one-day only stop today, right?
Yes.
And he's a man of few words, Ron. But what more than yes is needed in that situation?
You ask him a direct answer. When you do your fast facts questions to guess, you always like short answers.
Yeah.
He's just following your lead.
I know. He delivers. The PM guys did this, and it maybe I should have brought this up yesterday because I thought it was great. Joe Namath's 80th birthday. There are 6 Western Pennsylvania quarterbacks in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yes, there are.
George Blanda from Youngwood. You ever been to Youngwood, Ron?
I've been through Youngwood.
Over the years, has it turned into Oldwood? Does it change? Does it grow up? Where is Youngwood?
It's not far from training camp, if I'm thinking correctly.
Hmm. Johnny Unitas from Pittsburgh, wasn't he over by Lawrenceville way? Isn't that where he played at least? He played on that little field in Bloomfield. Bloomfield, not Lawrenceville. Okay. Maybe Lawrenceville, I don't know, but there's definitely a field in Bloomfield.
Okay.
You ever seen that one right across the Bloomfield Bridge?
I have not noticed it.
Is that where he's from? What part of Pittsburgh? North side?
I wanted to always say north side, but I'm not 100% sure.
Joe Namath, Beaver Falls.
I know where he's from.
Joe Montana. They say New Eagle here, but he's a Ringgold. Is Ringgold a town or just a school?
I think Ringgold's a high school. Monongahela.
Monongahela area.
Yeah.
Dan Marino, we know him. He grew up right on, what was
in
his
Oakland.
Street, Ron? Parkland? Is that the name of the street?
In Oakland.
Yeah. I went down the street once when he went into the Hall of Fame. And now I can't remember the street.
I think
everyone's
going
to yell at me. Parkview, maybe?
They named the field there, Dan Marino Field. I think I covered that ceremony.
Son of a Boris Yeltsin. What was the name of that thing? Parkview, I think.
And then Jim Kelly is East Brady, Pennsylvania.
Of course. Yes. Well, not. Regis Catholic Church on Parkview Avenue. Is this my story, Ron? That I'm called? No, this was by John Grupp. Yeah, Parkview Avenue, right over there past Pitt. You're in the shadow of the Cathedral of Learning.
Everything is in the shadow of the cathedral.
That's a good
in
point.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
in
certainly.
At Pitt.
Yeah, in Oakland.
You know what? Have you been in that building?
Many, many times.
I love it. It makes me want to go back
I love
to
it
college.
Too. Yeah.
You know, I interviewed Mark Nordenberg there when he was retiring. Just, you know, what the athletic program was like when he took over, what it was like when he was leaving. And he had his office in the cathedral. And it makes me want to go back to college. It just makes you want to learn when you walk into it.
Yeah.
It has that smell. It's just one of my favorite buildings.
The international theme it has, it is an amazing place with every room, you know, a different theme from a different country. What a place. You're right, Ron.
Okay.
And right down the road is Dan Marino's old street. And there was a guy sitting on his porch reading a newspaper that I interviewed.
Don't see that anymore.
His name was Larry. I don't remember his last name. And then I knocked on the door of Marino's old house, and they let me in, now that I think about it. And down in the basement is where he used to play all kinds of games. And it was his dad that fostered that quick delivery from baseball, saying it's not how fast you throw it, it's how fast you release it. He had the greatest release in history, right?
Wasn't his dad a Post-Gazette truck driver?
I think he was.
Yeah, Post-Gazette press truck driver.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's old school. And at the end of the street, they'd all go to church, and then they'd go play football. It was a little field that's now named after
Dan Marino Field.
So who's the greatest of them? Why don't you rank them, Ron, if you would? Blanda, Unitas, Namath, Montana, Marino, and Kelly. Are we ranking NFL or entire football career? High school, college, pro. The greatest accomplished quarterback ever from Western Pennsylvania.
See, I'm going to lean heavily on the pro part of that.
I'm not.
Okay. I'm going to say, you know, nobody wants to hear Unitas because nobody thinks football started before the Super Bowl era. But I'm going to say Unitas, Montana, Marino, Kelly, Namath, and it's actually Blanda. I just he's even before my time. I'd put that Namath Blanda.
How was Blanda a quarterback for a long time?
He was a kicker at the end, right?
Yeah. Is he in the Hall of Fame as a quarterback or a kicker or both?
Maybe
or
both.
Just for playing for 1,000 years?
Just for probably playing for 1,000 years.
He's a 3-time champion.
Played until he was, what, 52 or something?
Yeah. AFL MVP. 4-time All-Star. Led the league in passing touchdowns. He's on the AFL's all-time team. And he played till he was as old as us, Ron. This guy was ridiculous. He played his last game at Three Rivers Stadium against the Steelers in 76 at the age of 48. Are you kidding me?
That's unbelievable. Even Brady isn't going to make that record.
This guy was a stud in the AFC title game against Baltimore. I don't even know what year. 70 maybe? He relieved Daryl LaMonica and went 17 of 32 for 217 and 2 touchdowns and kicked a 48-yard field goal and 2 extra points.
And this is like at age 42.
43. Oldest quarterback ever to play in a championship game until Brady, I bet. And one of the few remaining straight-ahead kickers. This guy was a legend, Ron.
He was.
He just comes off the bench with his gray hair at age 43 and lights it
probably
up.
Shaggy bearded face. Go ahead. Okay, so I gave you mine. How about yours?
It's not easy.
It isn't.
When you have Montana, Marino, and Unitas, a lot of people would tell you those are 3 of the greatest 5 quarterbacks who ever lived.
I think they would.
From right here?
Right here in our little corner of the world.
Scott Norwood makes the field goal, then Kelly's in that conversation.
Not till you're bitter.
Not bitter at all.
Not till you're bitter.
I don't know. I guess I got to go. It gets back to, did I see Unitas play? But he was a 6-time first-team All-Pro. I'm going to go Montana. I don't know, Ron. Let me think about this. I didn't even think about my own question. If you're going pure talent,
Jolie,
it would have to be Marino.
He asks a question and then says he doesn't even think about it.
I know. Marino's the most talented, would you say?
Yeah.
Marino and Namath?
I would say Marino.
Namath had a hell of an arm, Ron.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, his career was shortened and lessened because of his knees, bad knees.
I think that those are the two most talented. You seem to shrink back when I mention Namath's talent.
No, I just don't know that I'm going to quite put him up with Marino. That's all.
How many great years did Marino have at Pitt? How many great years did Namath have at Alabama? It's different then.
Marino's last year was good. I don't think his other years were so great, if my memory. Didn't you do the stats on that before?
Yeah, he had one amazing year. And then, yes, the stats weren't great anyway. All right. Here we go. I'm going to go Montana, Unitas, Marino.
I say our first three, we all have the same three.
But not in the same order.
Not in the same order.
I can't go against a guy who's 4-0 in Super Bowls and never threw an interception in a Super Bowl. It's got to be Montana, Unitas, Marino. And then with Namath, it always gets to he was such an impactful figure in the history of the game. So I'll go him. Kelly Blanda.
If Scott Norwood had made that kick, maybe Kelly would be a little higher on the
list. What kick? I don't remember any Norwood kick. He missed a kick?
Yeah. Not that you're bitter.
I mean, Kelly. Yeah, if Norwood hadn't missed that. Everything changes with a legacy, doesn't it, if you win a championship?
There's no doubt.
Everything.
There is no doubt.
And not only that, but if they win that championship, they don't have the psychological horror going into these other Super Bowls.
Which one was that? Which
first one?
That was the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it was the first one.
Then Washington was the second one. That was a great Washington team, but that was the game Thurman lost his helmet. And then they faced two really good teams, Jimmy Johnson, Cowboys. But I have a feeling they would have won another one if they could have got the first. Yeah, that's my order, too. Did you ever see George Blanda play?
I can't remember. If he played in 76, I mean, I obviously was watching football then, but I can't remember him. I can remember the highlights watching Unitas. Just spectacular.
I don't feel like I have a grasp. My Unitas memory is the old Lion, you know, comes into the Super Bowl against the Jets and then random highlights. I know from reading just how great he was, but that's different than seeing a guy every week.
I think I'd have to double check this. I think he threw a touchdown pass in like 18 games in a row, which was incredible when you consider the era they were playing in, where you could beat up on wide receivers. This was before the Mel Blount rule.
Yes. Before you could beat up on receivers. Who's the all-time leader in passer rating, Ron? Do you know that?
I got to say Mahomes is pretty high, isn't he?
I don't know. I haven't looked it up yet. Yes, he's number one all time.
That's what I thought.
At 105.7, followed by Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, Joe Burrow, Russell Wilson, and the great, the legendary, the iconic Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy G. Sometimes stats aren't the all be all end all, right?
Yeah, because like you just said, the game has changed too much. I mean, Joe, you look at some of the great quarterbacks from way back when, Tarkenton, Staubach, Ken Anderson, any one of those, Terry Bradshaw. The numbers look horrendous by today's standards. But a lot of times, like Dilfer said in that Ravens documentary, the game, nobody takes chances like they used to. Very few guys anyway, at least for a period there. People like Brady, Montana. It was more of a careful game, wasn't it?
Yep. No, I mean, I'm not surprised about Mahomes. I'm telling you, Mahomes is going to go down, I think, is the greatest ever. Without six Super Bowls, I'm shortchanging Brady. I think Mahomes has a chance to be remembered as the best of all time.
He does. And the top 10 rounded out is Drew Brees, Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, and Tom Brady, which, I mean, a lot of this is a statement on the passer rating as a stat, followed by Tonis Romo.
How about Kirk Cousins, the career he's had?
And the lots money, of numbers.
And the money he's made.
Lots of numbers.
Both.
Ben is 19th on that list, followed by Jared Goff and Kyle. This is all you need to know. This, if you're driving out there, listening on our app, which I hope you are.
And we're worldwide.
And listening. We're intergalactic, Ron.
Here to Uranus.
There are people gathered on Uranus listening to this show. You agree, Jolie? Mars. Is Mars? Didn't they take away a planet?
I don't think so.
The planets got stripped of its name.
I don't think so, did they?
I think they did.
I might have missed that.
All you need to know about passer rating, and I want you all to be very careful moving forward, is that on the all-time list, Joe Montana is 22nd, right behind Kyler Murray. Gentlemen,
stats,
I rest my case.
Be damned.
All right, Ron. Let's get to the Pirates. I think this is very interesting that they won a series, that the Cardinals are coming to town. And I'm going to give you two mind-blowing numbers, one of which I found out this morning regarding local fan interest in the Pirates. Twitter brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We got a lot of things to talk about on this show today, including a time for the backyard brawl, my favorite rivalry of all time. Will the Penguins ever hire a GM or just leave that space blanket? Blank. What's the word I'm looking for?
Blanket.
Leave
blank.
That space
blanked.
Blank?
Blank.
Blank, yeah.
Empty.
Empty office.
Empty office.
Nobody running the team, Ron.
Nobody running the team. Nobody maybe wants a job.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, well, well. The Penguins have announced that Kyle Dubas is their new president of hockey operations. Does this mean they're still going to have a GM? They certainly have a boss now. They have a boss of their hockey department. I don't know if they're gonna if that encompasses the GM role or not, to be honest, Ron. Do you?
They might have a GM, but I can't imagine he's going to have any kind of power near what Dubas has.
Right.
I mean, Dubas is, I would think, be the guy to make the trades, make the moves. I don't know that you need a GM.
Thoughts?
I guess maybe you need a GM, you know, maybe somebody to help with you know, the cap and stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe a capologist
but
type,
I think,
right?
I, somebody underneath him. You know, Rutherford had lieutenants underneath him, but yet Rutherford was the main man.
Right.
And I have to think that will be the case with Dubas.
All right. Give this move a grade in your mind. Grade it right away here. What do you think of it?
I'm not overwhelmed by his resume. You know, a lot of people say, well, his stars let him down. They didn't score in the playoffs. But he made some bad moves there, never figured out the goaltending situation. So, I can't endorse this as a great move. I mean, give the guy a chance, see what he does, but I'm kind of lukewarm by the news. We've talked about this week. To me, he won one playoff series. He was in charge again, how much Shanahan or him, but he's with the Leafs for 9 years. And they won one playoff series.
I'm curious about what took so long, what the sticking points were. We may never know about that. I know some in town probably love this move.
He's the sexy name out there.
Yeah.
I mean, not necessarily deservingly so, but he is the sexy name.
For sure. I'm looking at highlights of him raging in the press box right now. They're entertaining. Listen, this story says it all right here. From Yahoo Sports, Kyle Dubas struck gold with some of his transactions and completely whiffed on others. His best and worst moves. It's a very mixed bag, and the fact that he never solved their goaltending issues is not a red flag. It's a red flag the size of the Empire State Building.
Which is the most important thing, first move he's got to make here.
Yeah, so let's go over some of his moves. again from Yahoo Sports. Big swing and miss on Nick Foligno. They had a chance to get Taylor Hall. They got Foligno, three-way deal, and it just didn't work out for them. Gave up on Nazem Kadri at a bad time. He went on to help Colorado win a cup. Now, we had Mike Zeisberger saying that's a little bit of revisionist history there, that that wasn't a bad move. Okay. The Tavares signing proved to be a bad move for the Leafs. Was that Kyle Dubas? Was it Shanahan and people above him making that decision? I think that's a fair question. But he signed a seven-year, $77 million deal. He's been less than a point-per-game player, very unproductive in the playoffs over the years. And it also raised the ceiling on their own internal threshold for players.
For Matthews,
like everybody else wanted
Matthews
huge
and
contracts.
Marner. Yes, it did.
And they didn't even get Matthews for a long time. Everybody on that team is up in a couple of years. They're most important players. They seem to win a lot of the negotiations with Dubas. Let's put it that way. He seemed to lose a lot in the high-stakes negotiations. Gave up on Jared McCann, like the Penguins did. Not good. And then the goaltending was a disaster. He gave Peter Mrazek a three-year deal for $11.4 million.
Knowing he had a bad injury history.
Yeah.
Now, he was able to get out of that deal. He traded him and got out of the deal.
But in order to trade him, they had to drop out of the first round of the 2022 draft and just to get rid of the final 2 years of his deal. So that's a horrendous move that he had to sort of make up for.
And then this year, bringing in Matt Murray, despite knowing his injury history.
Right. That to me is very, very concerning. He made some very good moves. Jake Muzzin was one, brought him in. Moved on from Mike Babcock, which I guess at the time took some guts after that whole disaster, and brought in Sheldon Keefe. Was Sheldon Keefe great, good, or something less than that? I don't know. And then this deadline, it's inarguable that at this deadline, he had a great trade deadline. He brought in Luke Shen, Ryan O'Reilly, Sam Lafferty, Jake McCabe, others who are important in them finally getting past the Lightning.
Winning, and
to be fair to him, the NHL's sort of ridiculous playoff system had them playing a great team in the first round every single year, right?
It did, Tampa, which was something of a dynasty.
I'm underwhelmed. Dubas.
Me
I'm glad that he's a pro wrestling fan. I'm sure that'll win him some points in this town, but I'm underwhelmed. Honestly, with Dubas. I'm not looking at this as some kind of savior coming in here to rule the Penguins and, wow, this is going to be great. I'm willing to give him a chance.
Yeah, of course.
He did enough good there. Last point on him, his best players were inherited. Lou Lamoriello did some nice things before him, so the Matthews Marners of the world were inherited. Right. He already had unbelievable high-end talent. Yes, he had unbelievable high-end talent to work with. From the start. In the end, he didn't get it done. So he has some really good high-end talent here. In the end, will he get it done?
Although aging high-end talent.
Aging. That's the difference. Your thoughts on Kyle Dubas being the head of hockey operations for the Penguins. 412-928-9370. Ron, I'm starting to get the feeling that a certain former Penguins coach and broadcaster may be involved in this. I'll tell you who and what might be going on here, at least in my head. Coming up next, Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin around every corner. Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cookin' Joe. Big news, Penguins named Kyle Dubas president of hockey operations. So one of the questions becomes, and I don't see him reading the news release, Ron, and it's a fairly lengthy, 10-paragraph news release, and I don't see where John Henry, Chairman Tom Werner, they issued a joint statement together. I don't see where they're saying we will also have a GM or some sort of liaison between Dubas and ownership or anything like that, do you expect another hire?
Yeah, I do. In some secondary role, I mean, I think Dubas, whether it's the title of GM or hockey operations, he's going to be the main guy.
And nobody else will have much power then.
Nobody else will
which
have
much power. Which is why Edzo comes to mind.
Because yeah, what would he do, though, other than be a good liaison with the community? People love him. He knows the organization.
Smooth waters when he can. Be a personality. Be a guy who maybe operates between Dubas and ownership. Sits in on the meetings. I don't know. He's been mentioned.
He has.
What would anybody in that position do?
That's what I mean.
Analytics? That wouldn't be Edzo's bag right there.
Dubas is an analytics guy. Now, we should. I think they have a press conference at 12:30 today. I guess they'll introduce Dubas. We'll have some answers to those questions, hopefully by 1 o'clock. Is there going to be another guy? What's the other guy's role going to be? Hopefully, we're venturing to get Matt Wenzel on in the 1 o'clock hour. He'll be covering that news conference. I have questions. I want to know what. Is this a one-man job or a two-man job, and what's the second guy going to do?
So Dubas was already here. We know that. Taylor Haas broke the story that he had met with Sid. We don't know if that was an arranged meeting or what it was, but he met with Sid over at the practice facility. Dubas's quote here is, "The rich history of winning and the competitiveness of the coaching staff and players were evident in each conversation I had about this position. The opportunity to work with such passionate and committed people, as well as the established character and leadership of the long-standing core group of talented players, gives me great enthusiasm for the challenge at hand. Our family has been made to feel extremely comfortable throughout this process. We're excited to now call Pittsburgh our home."
Aww,
Ron, I think this is going to be boom or bust for him. I think he either comes in here and...
Was it Elliot? Not Friedman. Was it LeBron, who said 2 years of a playoff bubble team,
yeah,
and then fall off the cliff.
I can
see that happening.
Is he here to preside over the falling off the cliff and rebuild in the Crosby years, or is he here to try to just keep this going and going and going? Because Sid's going to be here still for a while, I think.
I think his task is, we got a short window here, short shelf life. Do the best you can to get us into the playoffs, and we'll see what happens. I think it's still win now.
Not well, it's win definitely down now. The road. For now, it is.
Win now for now. I mean, yeah, that's all you can do.
But I wonder what else their long range plans are. I wonder what those meetings were like with Werner and the people at Fenway and Dubas. Don't you wonder? Clearly, we're going to try to win. We have a great coach. We have one of the top 5-10 players in the world. It's a good place to start. But what do you think they say about where are we? It has to be a question for Dubas. If I'm him or his rep, I'm saying, listen, the obvious risks here, you guys are aging. This isn't going to last long. The whole hockey world sees this the way LeBron sees it, I think, is you hang on for a couple of years. What are we looking at? In 2, 3, 4 years, do we have the stomach to rebuild? Is that what you guys want at Fenway? Do you want me to oversee a rebuild at some point in the next 5 years? What do you think the answer to that was?
I'd probably say both. We want you to do both. Win us a cup now and then have us in shape to continue down the road after the core is gone. And I don't know that that's possible. I do not think this is a good job right now.
I don't think they're saying that. You don't think a rebuild is on the table?
At some point, but I think in this next couple of years, they want to try to win one more with Sid.
Right, but my question was, how do you think they answered the question, what are we doing 3, 4, 5 years from now? Are you guys looking at the possibility of a total rebuild post-Sidney Crosby? You want me to try to sort of hang on here and remain competitive even at that point? Because there's a big difference there.
I don't think they can say that to him. I think they're going to ask him to do both. Again, when the time comes, yeah, it's okay. We're going to have to rebuild. We understand that, but we still think we have a shot. Make some moves now that'll help us win next year. You got to figure out the goaltender, number one. That's the most important thing.
No, I know. Next year and the year after, as long as Sid's
I don't know what you're asking me.
If you're the Penguins owners and Kyle Dubas and I say, what do you want to do 4 or 5 years from now? What are we doing? Am I going to be in charge of a rebuild where we tear the organization back down to the studs and rebuild it? Is that what you want in three or four or five years?
Are they going to have to tear it down to rebuild it? Those guys are going to just organically go away. They're not going to be here forever.
Well, you could always try to hang on and trade Malkin or Letang. Well, they're going to be gone, right?
Right.
So are we looking at a total rebuild?
You're going to have to rebuild, sure.
From the ground up.
Probably, yeah. You're going to have to make some good draft choices and good development. Absolutely. But I don't think that's the short-term plan.
No, it's definitely not the short-term plan. The short-term plan when you have Sidney Crosby and Malkin and Letang all signed is to win now.
Right.
He's got to win now.
But unless he's
planning on being here for 2 years, he better have a plan, and they better have a plan after that.
And I bet they do. I mean, theoretically they do. I just think that this job isn't as good as the Ottawa job. I'm curious as to why he took it.
To try to win now, I guess. Because Sidney Crosby and Mike Sullivan are here and Evgeny Malkin. I mean, the Ottawa job theoretically is better. But as Steige told us yesterday, I don't think the rest of the league looks at the Ottawa Senators as this wonderfully run organization where you have a chance to win for a long time.
Issues, right, that have to be settled. I think once they're settled, I thought Dubas might wait for that. I mean, there's no doubt they're on a trajectory going up.
They're considered more of a joke franchise. The Penguins are considered more of a flagship franchise. Right. There is that.
But Ottawa seems to be on the rise, and the Penguins are on the decline.
Could be. That could be.
Haven't won a playoff series in 5 years.
Talent-wise, young talent-wise, you'd look at Ottawa and say, yeah, that's someplace I might be able to win, but it's a big deal. The culture of your organization, your ownership, all of that. I don't know that.
I'm still not sure.
If I'm looking at Ottawa, I don't know if I'm jumping at that opportunity either.
I gotcha. I'm still not sure about the Fenway Sports Group, though.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
I'm still not sure about them.
But they certainly have a track record in other sports.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Of winning. At least they have that. Who the hell knows who's going into Ottawa? If I'm him, I might have taken the year off and waited for Edmonton. Then again, there's no guarantee there. Maybe they win next year. They've come close, right?
Yeah, but how long does that GM want to stay on? What's his name? Ken Holland? Yeah. You know, they're thinking he's a short timer, but probably at least one more year.
So Holland is currently the president of hockey operations and general manager of the Oilers.
I wish the Penguins would have named Dubas that.
But they didn't.
I know. I wish they had.
He didn't get both.
He's got to bring in a lieutenant, there's no doubt. But it has to be a very much a secondary role.
He was the youngest GM in NHL history, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, at age 32.
He's only 37 now, right?
Yeah, he's 37 now. And they won. He inherited a wildly talented top end in Toronto. He did. He made some good moves. They won. They have an impressive regular season record. And they didn't get it done in the playoffs. But again, it has to be pointed out that they weren't facing. They faced Tampa Bay virtually every year. I think a lot of teams might have had a bad first round record against Tampa. They finally got through this year, and then they lose in the second round. 4-1-2.
To Florida, right?
Yeah. 928-9370. Can the Penguins still win here? Can they be a legit contender, or are they just sort of headed where Pierre LeBrun thinks they're headed, which
off
is
a cliff.
Maybe two more years of contending around a bubble team. Are they more than a bubble team? How do you make them more than a bubble team? This guy's got a giant task in front of him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.